Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode number 130. Oh my goodness, I was like, I can't believe it. I know that I start like this every single one of my episodes. I was listening to them the other day and I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. I literally use the same way to start my podcast every single time. But I'm about to buy a device that I can plug it into my phone and I can literally record podcasts as I drive. I was thinking about it the other day. I was literally like driving down the coast and I'm like, oh my God, when I drive, I get so many ideas, so many inspiration. I would love to talk to you guys. And you know how it's really big no-no to do a Facebook Live while you drive, but I love it. So I'm like, why not? I'm going to record a podcast while I drive. That could be the best thing ever. So I'm about to do that. I'm about to buy that device so that I can record a podcast for you guys when I am on the go, when I'm driving somewhere and I'm feeling inspired and I just can do like an episode for you guys. And you can keep me company while I drive and you can hear all my thoughts and all my things that are going on. But now I'm in the office and it's Monday and my mom is about to leave. She's leaving tomorrow. She's been here for 3 months and it's a bittersweet, you know. It's like I'm ready to go back to my own routine, my own life. I'm excited about that. And I'm going to miss her so much. We have so much fun together. She's literally like a best friend. We have lots of fun together. And I'm going to miss her. I'm going to definitely miss her. But she's not going to be away for long. She goes to Italy to spend an Italian summer. And I felt a little jealous for a second. I'm like, wait a second. I want to have that. I want to go to Italy every year for 3 months. So I'm like, you know what? Let's manifest that. Let's set up the business in a way that I can do that. Oh, wow. I would love, love, love that. So I'm going to Italy in a couple of months and then she's coming back with me. So we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. It's just that moment of seeing her packing and it's still, it never gets easy. It never gets easy. It always gets a little bit emotional. And then it's the reality of going back to find the strength of being here by myself. I'm in Australia, living by myself, no family around me, only the chosen family, which I love so much. But, you know, it's different, right? Knowing that you have someone on your corner, or you have someone that is family, it's just a different feeling. People come and go in my life. I haven't got many people that have been friends for a long time. I have grown and evolved and I have left people behind and that is okay. But it's still quite lonely sometimes not to have that person, that rock, that person next to me. So yeah, it's going to be an adjusted period. Is about me going back to find my balance on being on my own and still being open and vulnerable and myself. But anyway, talking about that, this is my 40th month, like my 40th. It's happening. It's my birthday month and I'm turning 40. And oh boy, when I look at my life and I have a photo of my life, I got to pinch me to go like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is my life. I can't believe I created all of these on my own. I'm literally so proud of myself. And there is the also other side that I go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm 40 and still single. That is not what I expected. So if I think about what I thought my life was going to be by now, I thought I would have definitely kids, at least two or three. I think I would have definitely adopted one or two extra kids. I would have loved a house full of, you know, six kids running around and impacting their lives and showing them how to grow and live in this world with my experience. I would have thought I would live in Spain. So I think that Spain would have been my go-to place. And yeah, it's been so fascinating to watch my life develop in the way it is. And there was a point in time that there was disappointment of thinking I'm approaching 40 and I'm not a mother yet. And I've done a lot of healing on this and a lot of self, you know, work on it. And I've realized that I am a mother. I'm a mother in multiple different ways. I've got a nurturing personality at times. I can also, some of you know me well and like, wait a second. No, I am. I'm very nurturing. I love giving. I love providing foods. My mom has been here and we've been like cooking food for the neighbors, and it's just so good to be able to give. And so I'm a mother. So if you are listening to this and you're in a similar position, just remind yourself that you are everything you want to be already. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to change the circumstances, situation, for you to be able to feel that love for humans, the love for my daughter. I honestly, I have that love for her or him already. And I feel them in my sphere and I feel them around. And even if I haven't give birth to them as yet, I feel that they could be my soul. There could be that little soul waiting for me somewhere. So I just love to know that I don't need to see them in a physical place for me to love them. I can love every human being. I can love every animal. I can love everything. And that's something that I have learned as my years go by. I can't believe I'm 40. Come on. And not that 40 is a lot. 40 is not even 50% through life, right? Because I think I'm going to live until 100. So I still got 10 more years to get to my halfway mark. And to be honest, the first 10 is not that I was making conscious decision anyway. So I've only been like consciously an adult for what, about 20 years? Not even, because when I was 20, I wasn't that mature anyway. So it's fascinating how we get here. And if I look back and everything I created in this, you know, 10, 15 years, it's bloody amazing, like, honestly. So I want to celebrate this month. Is going to be my month. So I'm going to do everything that fills my soul, everything that makes me happy, everything that I want to bring joy to my day and to everybody's day as much as I can. And I want to consciously choose to be that best version of myself every day. I do this all the time. But now that I'm approaching 40, I'm like, let's take it to the next level. I've got a crazy health goal that I'm working on. I didn't look after my health for the last 3 months. I overate and not exercise as much as I would have loved to. So I've got a crazy goal and I'm going to achieve it, because I know that everything I want, I can achieve. So I am on it and I'm going to be doing it, and I'm going to show everybody what else is possible when they put their minds to it, right? So I think I'm going to also put on my social media to show people what's possible. But anyway, I'm going to try my best to show you guys and take you on a journey, because sometimes people don't believe that we go through sacrifices, that we have this easy, simple life, and it's not really how it is. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and I said, you know what? My business is moving by itself. Like, I don't have a plan to, to change things around, but the universe is showing me the other way. There's another way to do business. There's another way to show up. There's another way to help and support the world. And this way is getting a lot easier and is a lot more fun and engaging. And I am moving towards that. And I'm excited about that. And I am wanting to take step towards that. And I'm surrendering. So the whole podcast for you today, it's about surrender. Surrender into the business that I know is coming. I surrender into the lives of my children that I know they're coming. Surrender into the love of my life that I know is coming. I surrender every step all the way to here. I've got run in front of me. I told you before, I've got this beautiful wall with photos of my successes, my events, my the moments that I believed, and I stood in front of 60, 100 people, and I can see that face. And that girl surrendered every single day. That girl believed and had faith and have trust. And I look at her and I go, go, girlfriend, you did it. It's so amazing. And I look at the girl and I wonder, what else is possible if we keep surrendering? What else is possible if I keep let go of what I think it should be? And for a while, I have to say, I didn't let go. I was afraid of losing what I created. I was afraid of not being able to do it any other way. And I hold on so tight that I broke what I had in my hands because I was so afraid. And by holding on so tight, I also lose myself. I lose myself through the process. And it has been a few years of me finding my way back to me. And I think I'm nearly there. I don't think you're ever going to be fully there, but I think I'm on my way back home, home to myself, home to the person I know I can be, the leader I can be. And yeah, it's all the steps of surrendering and letting go of control and how it's supposed to be, right? How we think that business should be, how we think that our life should be, how we think that our job should be, how we think our body should be, how we think our love should show up. When we let go of all of those things, right? When you think about your business, how many expectations, how many rules have you got for your business to behave in a certain way? And only when the business does those things, that's when we're happy. But what if we just surrender and let go? Let go doesn't mean not do anything, right? Because this is the thing that a lot of people, I find it fascinating when people tell me, Francesca, I've surrendered. I'm letting go. I'm going to the cinema. I'm taking a week off. I'm taking 2 weeks off. I'm not working ever. Like, I'm like, yeah, okay. Look, I'm all about going away on holiday for sure, right? But surrendering doesn't mean not taking steps, right? Surrendering means having the strength to actually continue, right? Stepping forward into the unknown and just trusting and having that faith. So here I am, 40, and surrendering. Surrendering to ensure that I can really, truly show up as the leader that I know I can be every single day. And I just find it so fascinating when people have words for my journey, just believing that it's easy for me. And I love that. I love the fact that people believe that it's easy for me, because that means that they can believe that it can be easy for them too. But a lot of the time, they put all that effort into believing that it's so easy for me that they don't ever want to think that it's easy for them. Because if it was easy for them, that means they had to take a step forward rather than looking at everybody else and just judging and putting their own expectation on how other people's business should be easy and theirs is not. It's not easy. It's not easy for anybody. It's a matter of really taking the steps forward, even when you don't know, even when you're afraid. And one of the things that I have done in my academy, I've always stretched people to just take a step forward, even when they don't know, even when it's not sure, even when it's not perfect. And some people hate me for that. Truly, truly hate me for that. And it's okay. And that's okay. That's part of their journey. I'm not here to be liked. I'm here to push them to the edge and get them to find themselves in those places, because that's when we grow. When we are uncomfortable, when we are scared, when we are at the edge of our comfort zone, that's when we grow. That's when we are like, oh my gosh, this is truly happening. This is truly moving me. And this is when we get to know ourselves so deeply, know how to navigate to those spaces where it's difficult, where it's not easy. If everything was easy, we would not know ourselves. We would not know how to handle the situation. I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't push myself to the edge. So I'm okay to push my clients because I know that I've been there. I would not push my clients anywhere that I haven't been. And so I take that leap first. I take the steps first in the unknown, in the darkness, in the forest, and then I paved the way for my clients to go, come on, I've done it. It's still dark though. It's still a forest. It's still scary. I can't take all the trees down for them. I can't take all the animals away. There's still bears. There's still things. But now at least you know there is a path. If you follow it, you should be fine. And if you get lost, there is a pathway back to the path, right? So it's always, you still have to walk it. I can hold you. I cannot put you on my back and take you to the other side. You have to do it yourself. You still have to walk it. And that's what people sometimes are not willing to do, which is fascinating. Hey, so my birthday month, what am I going to do for my birthday? Well, I'm going to do a party, and it's an online party, and I'm going to invite you all to my birthday party. In that, I'm going to show you truly every step of my my life, my story, and truly show you how did I get here? How did I get here? How did it happen? What did we do? What were the steps that we took to really get to where we are? And I'm going to show you some embarrassing videos. Like truly embarrassing videos. I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know. But everybody in my team are voting for me to show you guys. So here I am. I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to show you every step of the way. I'm going to show you how I did it. I'm going to show you when I didn't believe. I'm going to show you what happened when I had two of my main staff quitting a day before a workshop. Oh my gosh. I'm going to show you all the hard parts, all the bits that I lost myself, all the bits that I wanted to give up, all the bits that I had challenges. I'm going to show you all the good, the bad, and the ugly. And hopefully that will give you an inspiration to know that there is a reason. There is a reason why we had to fail 100 times. There's a reason why we had two things that didn't work. So here I am. I really want to invite you all. It's going to be at the end of the month, and we're going to celebrate financial year. We're going to celebrate. We're going to show you how I plan for the future. We're going to show you all the things that you are wondering about business, and hopefully that will give you some path and structure to be able to move forward in your own business. So yeah, thank you so much everybody for listening, and I look forward to see you at my birthday party. If you want a ticket, get yourself send a message to me on my business page, Francesca Moy on Facebook, and will you be able to get a ticket to that? We have already about 100 registrations and it's still a month away. So, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing, and it's going to be networking. We're going to do a couple of games for you guys to reach out to each other. And apparently my team said there's going to be surprises. So I don't know what they are planning, but I know I'm going to tell you my story. That's all I know. All right, my beautiful friends, thank you for listening. And remember, success comes with challenges. It's literally the way we're going to get there. So surrender and take a step forward. Those are the two keys to success. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.